Anti-Rittenhouse protesters arrested and charged with resisting police, disorderly conduct. By Paul Bois on November 19, 2021. The two anti-Kyle Rittenhouse protesters who were arrested outside of the courthouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, have been charged with multiple misdemeanors and one felony. According to documents from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, the two individuals arrested on Wednesday, Anthony Chacon and Shakita Lashia Cornelius, were charged with disorderly conduct and resisting a police officer, both misdemeanors. Chacon was also charged with felony bail jumping. In January of this year, Chacon was also charged with felony substantial battery with the intent to commit bodily harm. NOLO defines bail jumping as the defendant failing to show up in court, thereby forfeiting bond, and then failing to surrender within a set time period. Chacon has been charged numerous times before. In September of 2019, Chacon was charged with making terrorist threats, a felony, and disorderly conduct, use of a dangerous weapon, noted the Post-Millennial. The felony charge was dismissed in January of 2020, according to court records. In September of 2020, Chacon was charged with disorderly conduct and released, it added. In January of 2021, he was charged with substantial battery, intent bodily harm, as well as bail jumping. According to a viral video from Freedom News on Wednesday, the incident occurred outside the courthouse where Kyle Rittenhouse was being tried for murder. Though the warring groups tried to keep the peace to the point of sharing pizza with each other, tensions escalated as a pro-BLM protester allegedly began hurling misogynistic insults toward a pro-Rittenhouse female protester. When police attempted to quell the situation, people started pushing back into the street, prompting several arrests. No verdict has been reached in the Rittenhouse trial. The jury was dismissed for a third night on Thursday after 3 days of deliberation.